This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Thank you. Thank you. Our greeting is peace. Assalamu alaikum. And it's peace be unto you. Yes. We are thankful for our presence here today and this Independence Day, 4th of July weekend in Homewood, Illinois. We have planned an evening, a weekend, and tomorrow outing, a CPC ground on CPC grounds, the grass area on 167th Street, 2979 West 167th Street, between Kedzie and Richmond. We plan an outing, family and friends outing, and we invite you to bring your barbecue pit, your chairs, your umbrellas, whatever you like to bring, and enjoy. And enjoy the day tomorrow. There will be also an address tomorrow made, a business address, an address on business, how are we coming with our business, and what we see in the immediate future for the business. The prospects are good, so we want to share that with you. Also, we want to say we enjoyed very much Muslim Journal's banquet yesterday evening, at breakfast. I was here, but I had a meeting with some business brothers from around the country on the purchase of business suits and volume so we can increase the financial strength of our community by supporting our good business people and working with them, cooperating with them to make business. But at breakfast, I heard there was a breakfast here, and I saw the breakfast group. It looked like it was going very well, and I was wanting to join them for my stomach's sake and also for spirit, just to join them in the spirit, you know? Yes. So this is our first Sunday address. I'm here, thank God, and thank you for your support. I'm here once a month, one Sunday in every month, except for times when other things of greater importance or equal importance may cause us to change something. And we want to save money tomorrow day, so it wasn't any good sense in us bringing you from distant places here twice for the Memorial Day weekend and for the first Sunday address. So we combined, we just gave the first Sunday address during the Memorial Day when you don't have to be off to work, take time off of work. Most likely you were off of work, you didn't have to work. And we have coming up now, pretty soon, the biggest event for the mosques and for this community in the following of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the annual address and gathering for the convention in September, last of August and September. So it's too close for us to have another first Sunday. So we won't have first Sunday in August. We'll just come to the convention, inshallah. So after this first Sunday address, the next time I'll be addressing you, most likely in this area, in Chicago area, will be at the convention. And we have some major changes for the convention, and I think I should bring those to your attention right now. We have been asked over the years, and I say over the years, over practically all the years we've been doing it, we have been asked to find ways to make a purchase, to purchase a facility that would accommodate our convention crowd, and that's big, big. So we haven't been able to raise enough money for that. But we haven't given it up. We're still working on it, and I think we will realize it in maybe shorter time than we think. We've also been studying the amount of money which many of you have brought to our attention, that we're spending a lot of money with hotels. We see that we're spending like $1.25 million, $1.5 million or more outside of our community just to have a convention. So we better go back to the practical days of our history here in these United States when we didn't do that. The focus should be on the convention. The purpose of it is to inform all of our members around the country and outside of the country, because they come in from Bermuda and different places, to inform all of our members of the state of their community, how we are standing, what's happening good for us. If we have some problems that's serious enough, we should bring those to your attention too. And we should give you a clear idea of the plan for this community, what we want now and what we want in the future, the immediate future and distant future. So that should be the main purpose of the convention. And we know that all of us enjoy being with one another once a year. We meet our relatives and friends that we hadn't seen perhaps in maybe 2 or 3 years, but they may be attending the convention, and some we see every year. So it's a good time for us to be together with one another too. That's a great, great benefit, that we are together with one another in support of our community plan. That's great. Yes, and we should have a plan, and we should know the plan. We do have a plan. We have a community plan, a clear plan, but all of us should be aware of that plan, and we should know how we are progressing with that plan. So that's the main purpose of the annual convention. So the dining and giving the hotel $30 for a plate of food, and the mosque cares getting $5 maybe or $10 at the most, that hardly covers the expenses. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make business sense. It doesn't make business sense. So don't be surprised if the announcement come out real soon saying, no hotel. No hotel downtown. And you may have a new plan presented to you, a plan that really starts with this very hotel, Homewood Hotel here. We have a good relationship with the manager here. Thank you. And he belongs to an association on it. They have affiliates, affiliate hotels and hotel services. So he's a very good man, and the management here is very good. They're excellent. So they have introduced us to some publications of theirs that we're looking at, and we're looking at the possibility of using. There's a lot of small hotels around here, and with all those small hotels, and they go over too. They go east and go west more. And if you go west to Cicero, there's a big convention center there. We are looking at the possibility, if it's available at that time, for us to have Juma at the convention center. The convention center, I'm sure they have space that will accommodate our congregational prayers. They will accommodate the Friday congregational prayers, I'm sure. They have enough space. But if not, I'll do what some of the imams do outside of this area. I don't know if any are doing it there, but I've been outside of this area. I've been in big public park grounds, and we have had thousands on the ground. And the weather was nice. It didn't rain on us. I wish that one of the meetings I was in, I wished that it would rain, because I was so hot, I just needed some raindrops to hit me, you know. So we can do that. We can have it right on the public grounds. Cost us nothing. Most likely it'll cost us nothing. We could have the Jumu'ah prayer. But we're hoping to have it indoors at maybe the convention center in Tinley Park. That's over on, I said Cicero, that's Harlem. Harlem, more west, more farther west. But right out here in this south area, southwest area. Also on CPC grounds, we can get a lot of believers can gather there. So we can have food, and serving and socializing and whatever there on those grounds too. So we look at it, we are looking at it, and we hope to come up with a plan, suggestion for a plan for the convention, utilizing the small motels in the area and hotels in the area, and also the ground spaces that's available to us. And inshallah, it'll save us $1.25 million to $1.5 million or more dollars every year. Now, if you just take a fourth of that, put most of it in your pocket and at home, I know you need it, but if you just take a fourth of that, 25% of that, and put it in the the New Africa Convention Center Fund, it wouldn't take us too many years to have enough to build us a facility brand new from the ground that would accommodate our annual convention. Yes, sir. And also, yes. And at the same time, put good expert professional management over it, and it could make money over the years renting, leasing space out to others so they can have their conventions or whatever, weddings or dinners and whatever. Would you object to us having letting the church come in and have their meeting? You are good Muslims. Yes, we could rent the space. We could rent the space and make money over the year, because we wouldn't need it, but maybe four or five times a year. Okay, so yeah, it might work better than I thought. I was so nervous. Yeah, I said, wow, they're gonna be so disappointed. Yes. We'll do the best thing and everybody be happy. I do believe. Thank you very much for supporting it. So if this is an indication, then we're on the way. All right. We've been discussing it a lot, so, and we feel good about it. You got to feel good when you're looking at over $1 million, $1.25 million or more of your money that's going for nothing but some chicken and stuff. Oh, the must. I'd rather go back to the farm and live on it and get away from the city altogether. So we praise God, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah, that is God. Allah is God. Allah is the name of God, not a name for some different God that's not in the Bible. No, it's the name of the same God that's in the Bible. The Quran and the Bible have the same God. And Allah, God that is, says to us in our holy book, the Quran, He says to Muhammad, not to us, but through Muhammad He says to us, say to the people of the book, that means Jews and Christians, say to the people of the book specifically, but it also means another group that was in the, still existing too. I thought they had gone, they'd not gone, they called the Sabians or Sabians. Say to the people of the book, your God, our God, and your God is one and the same. So, you know, Muslims, you shouldn't have any more confusion, if you had any, that we believe in a different God. Say, oh, but but they believe Jesus Christ is God. Well, Allah knew that when he said, say to the people of the book, your God and our God and your God is one and the same. So we don't question what God has revealed. God has revealed that, and we accept that. And also, God says, to every people was given a way, a law and a way. Right. To every people was given a law and a way. And God also says in our holy book, in the Quran, every people, for every people or every community, there is guidance, clear perception. God wants, no, not that there is, God wants for every people or for every community that they have clear perception, that they see clearly, that they have clear perception and guidance and a strategy.
Yes, sir.
The way we are created to come together with one another like we have come together today. Our nature is to come together, male and female, male with female to reproduce, but people with people, persons with persons, to come together. This is the social nature of all social creatures, not just ours. God says to us in our holy book, there is not a community of creatures that does not have a life like yours. Now, what is that speaking of? You know, the Holy Scripture doesn't just talk about people. The Holy Scripture talks about certain animals, certain birds, ants, insects, bees, talks about animals and everything. So God says in our holy book, all of those creatures have communities. The word is the plural for ummah, umum, that they have umum, U-M-U-M, if you're writing it, umum. Because I can't read what some of you all write after it gets in the Muslim Journal. I don't know what you're writing. I say, did I say that? Please write English, not transliteration. It'll help us out a lot. If we stick to English, and don't try to transliterate, especially when you're hearing something and you don't know it yourself, don't take a chance, because that's no small thing you're doing. That's a big thing for you to take a chance on giving your readers the wrong word, the wrong understanding. So we shouldn't do that. Yes. yes. So the community of every people. And this is going back into long time, into the traditions of people that have passed. Then God wants, adding to what I've just told you from the Quran, concerning the hope or the promise of God to us, that he will give us clear perception, lead us into clear perception and guidance, clear perception, guidance, and also he promises us strategies, and that he will show us the way of other people. Now, why is it important? Why is it important that we be shown the ways of other people? Because one day we all going to have to live together. Yes. God knew, and He inspired men and women to know that humanity, the family of mankind on this earth, though separated by land and sea and whatever, that one day the multiplying of people, the growing of populations, and the progress for them with transportation will one day bring them all together. And they'll be tied together like we are now. The time has come. We are tied together economically. And we are tied together by the means of communication, radio, television, etc., and transportation. There's no transportation now for one nation and you just stay right in that territory. No. These planes go to other nations. They connect. And everyone who's in the business of transportation, he's now globally oriented, not just nationally oriented. Look at Federal Express. Go all over the world. You can take a plane and go to another country, and there you see FedEx Express.
That's right.
Taking care of business, delivering mail, whatever. And that's just one of them. So the world has become what it was expected to become, and that is one living quarters. The whole earth now, the global community, is the living quarters of man, and we have to be aware of our relationship and our ties with one another. They are economically, they are in a big way culturally too, but certainly strong economic ties we have with all the people around the world, all over the world. And you go a shop now, and who's putting food on the business table? All the nations. You might get food from anywhere, everywhere. Food is coming from everywhere. That's food. So you have section in the big chain stores, ethnic food. You're buying the food of other people. Some of them you don't even know the people, but you're buying their food. You don't know them at all. You know nothing of them, maybe. But we can buy their foods in the big chain store, the grocery store that's near us. For us out here in this area, Jules and Dominic's, the main two big stores in this area. They all have the ethnic foods, from the Spanish-speaking people, from the Mediterranean area, the Mediterranean people, and many others. So we live in this world now, and we need to understand it. Time has gone when we can just trust our life to the public life, or trust our life to the majority, the life of the majority, how they live. No. If you live, trust your life and your children's lives to the way the majority are living in the public, you're losing your life, and you're losing your children. You're losing your children. Long time ago, religion was a serious matter for most African Americans and for most poor people, for most people, period, in this country. Religion was a very serious matter. And we were expected to have the behavior of our religion, the behavior of our religion. But certain words of language, vulgar language or indecent words, you weren't supposed to speak those words. Certain behavior you weren't supposed to have. If you dressed half nude, like I went out half nude, girl or lady, went out half nude, practically everybody thought she was a prostitute or a very indecent person. Didn't think she was a church-going person or a believer in the church. Didn't think that. We thought she was lost to the world of indecency and crime. Yes. But now it's popular to be naked out in the public or expose yourself out in the public. And some of the ladies who dress very indecently, showing everything, a man look at them, depending on who the man is and what she reads into his face, and she looks at him with a mean look. But really, he should be looking at her with a mean look. She looks at him with a mean look. I didn't give you permission to look at it. I was sitting on the public transportation once in the front of the bus where the seats permit you to face each other, you know, a long seat. So I'm sitting before this woman, and she looking at me with that look I just described, and she pulling her skirt down like this, looking at me, pulling it up. So I always have been a little risk taker. I take risks. She might have had a brute with her, might have killed me on the bus, you know. But I said, if you wanted it down, you should have had it down before you got on the bus. That's all I said to her. I said, if you wanted it down, you should have had it down before you got on the bus. She didn't say anything to me. Now, you know, there are stories in the Bible, and the entertainment world have made humor out of some of it. One is Noah's Ark, big boat that saved all the people that was fit to be saved. When the world was covered by a great flood, a flood that covered the whole earth, it said. No place for people to live except on that boat. And I heard the Hollywood, entertainment world singers singing about it, about those stories. And what the singer was saying was those stories are not necessarily true. He didn't say it weren't true. He said not necessarily true. He didn't say they weren't true. He said they're not necessarily true. And I remember as a young minister, I was preaching for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You preach for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you preach for a fish. You're just fishing, you know. You throw your hook out, snap it back, see if you got anything on it, you know. So anyway, I was preaching, and Noah's Ark came into my mind. I said, now how in the world did they build a wooden vessel big enough to hold all the people unless it was a very small number? I said, but then they added animals. They saved all the animals too. I said, boy, oh boy, did they need a garbage truck or some manure system for treating manure and stuff. I don't know what kind of advanced methods they had to handle all that crap that those animals and everybody else was letting out if they were eating. So anyway, it was difficult to understand how that could be, how that could happen. And then I wait till I get here over 60 years old, and the Noah Ark, it appeared to me. I saw it. Right in the United States of America. Yes, sir. All the animals on the boat and all the people on the boat. Yes. Yes. But the worst thing was those that were drowning. Yes. Outside of the boat. They were drowning. All outside the boat, people drowning, fighting the water, trying to save themselves, dying off. Yes. Yes. The waters of your feelings, the waters of your hurt, the waters of your happiness, the waters of your corrupt happiness, your corrupted happiness. We're dying all around the boat we're dying. And where's the...
Be sure to join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad. For more on the ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.